Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Tiffany.
Today we're going to talk about some hobbies that we have. What kind of hobbies do you have, Tiffany?
Actually, I like a little bit like a. I think I'm kind of a boring person,
Oh,
maybe.
I
I
don't
like
think
to
so.
watch movies. I like to listen to music. I do a lot of sports. I try to do a lot of sports.
Okay,
What
well,
about you?
those are good hobbies to have. I like to do puzzles, and I guess in my spare time, when I have some free time, I like to make short movies with my friends.
Oh, cool. That's actually really fun.
Yes, it is. It's a lot of work, especially if you're actually doing it for a film festival or something, but it is a lot of fun to just put it all together like that. Well, today we're going to talk about an interesting hobby that you can see all around the world. And what it's all about. It's called yarn bombing, and we're gonna start talking about it now.
Reading. The crazy, colorful world of yarn bombing. It might seem like an ordinary day, but there's something extra special about the trees lining the sidewalk you're on. Their branches are covered in brightly colored yarn. This sweet display you've come across is an example of yarn bombing, a type of street art. Instead of paint or chalk, however, this street art uses knitted or crocheted yarn or fiber. These charming works appear in a number of places, popping up on tree trunks, park benches, and even buses. It is believed Magda Sayegh from Houston, Texas, U.S., first started yarn bombing in 2005 with a simple idea. She created a knitted artwork for the door handle of her shop. People loved how personal it made the common object feel. Magda felt encouraged and started making yarn designs for objects around her city. From there, the practice began to include other knitters and grew bigger and bigger. Today, it's an international movement, with groups knitting their own creative pieces to brighten up their environments.
So today's article begins by saying, "It might seem like an ordinary day, but there's something extra special about the trees lining the sidewalk you're on."
Sounds cool.
Yeah, I wonder what's so special about them.
Yeah, well, the article says their branches are covered in brightly colored yarn.
Oh.
Okay, so that's really interesting. We don't really get to... You know, we don't really see things like that in our daily lives.
No.
But let's first take a look at our vocabulary word branch. It's spelled B-R-A-N-C-H, branch. It's a part of the tree that grows out from the trunk. So the trunk is at the bottom, and branches kind of grow out from this trunk. And then leaves can grow on branches, and sometimes birds might use branches to build their nests.
That's right.
We can use it in a sentence like this. We can say, "We used some branches to build a big fire."
Oh, okay. Now, we also saw the phrase that be covered in. We saw the branches were covered in something. Now we use this phrase, be covered in, to say that something is all over a surface or an object. We might say that the fruit is covered in ants, which is not very nice, okay? But that means that the fruit has ants all over it. Here's another example sentence. Oh no, my new shoes are covered in mud.
Oh no, they're ruined now.
No.
All right, so we see that this is not an ordinary tree.
No.
It's a very special one because it's covered in something called yarn. Now, yarn is just a really long, thin piece of cotton or wool, and people use it for knitting or weaving things. So sometimes, like maybe your grandmother, your mother, they like to knit. You sew sweaters and scarves.
Scarves and mittens.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So they use yarn to make these things for you.
That's right. I have lots of wool knitted sweaters and scarves and stuff at home in Canada. It's too hot to wear them here, though. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's continue on in the article. It says, this sweet display you've come across is an example of yarn bombing, a type of street art. Mm. Now, the phrase come across means to meet or find something or someone by chance. If you come across someone or something, you don't expect to see or find that person or thing, but you do. For example, Denny came across a rare baseball card while looking around the antique shop. Mm-hmm. So he didn't think he would find this baseball card, but he did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so we see yarn bombing, they said it's a type of street art. Now, street art is basically art that we see on the streets and out in public. So sometimes we see a lot of graffiti. Mm-hmm. That's a type of street art. Sometimes people put posters, okay, or stickers or murals. Those are called street art.
Right. There's actually a lot of street art in Taipei.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there's street art all over the Ximending area. Mm-hmm. And I've seen some really big paintings on buildings and stuff, too. It's cool. All right, well, the article continues by saying, instead of paint or chalk, however, this street art uses knitted or crocheted yarn or fiber. Okay, so in that sentence, we used the phrase instead of. We use this phrase to show that one action replaces another action. So in the sentence, we're saying that the yarn bombers don't use paint or chalk to make their street art. Instead, they use yarn. So yarn is replacing paint or chalk. Here's another example sentence using instead of. Could I have a salad instead of fries with my sandwich?
Right, so we also talked about how it's not just pieces of yarn randomly spread over. It's actually knitted pieces of yarn. Now, when you knit something, it's spelled K-N-I-T, knit. Okay, the K is silent. And it means to make a piece of clothing, like a sweater or scarf, using yarn or thread. And usually you have two, like, wooden sticks. And you kind of piece the, or kind of stitch the yarn together. So, for example, we can say, my grandmother knitted a sweater for me as a Christmas present.
Okay, well, so we saw that people sometimes knit the yarn, where you use two needles to kind of put it together. But it also said that people crochet the yarn. Now, crochet is similar to knitting, but it's a little bit different. When you crochet something, you use two needles, but they're much smaller, to make a cloth or clothing, or sometimes just one needle, I think. But there are special patterns of holes in the material. So when you're finished, it kind of makes what you're making look like lace. So instead of the yarn being tight together, you can see through the crocheted yarn because of all the little holes in it.
Actually, that sounds really difficult to make.
It is. Actually, my mom crochets, and she she likes to sell her work because it takes her a very long time.
Wow.
And it is quite difficult. I watch her and I go, oh no, that's not for me.
So maybe we could see a piece of your mom's artwork.
Maybe someday, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so what happens is we have like little pieces of fiber that we that we knit together or we crochet together. Now, fiber is another kind of thing we can use to knit, but it's a very, very thin piece of thread, and it's also used to make things like cloth or or paper or even our clothes as well. So, for example, this fabric is made from a mix of synthetic fibers. Now, when we see synthetic fibers, it just means that these this material is not natural.
Right.
It's actually man-made, something we cannot find in nature. But on the opposite side, we can say the natural fibers allow the fabric to breathe. So maybe the person who's wearing it, it feels a lot more comfortable for them.
Right. It's maybe cooler to wear in the summer, something like that. Okay, well, let's continue on in the article. It says, these charming works appear in a number of places, popping up on tree trunks, park benches, and even buses. Now, here we use the adjective charming. It's spelled C-H-A-R-M-I-N-G, charming. To say that something is attractive or pleasant, especially to look at or experience. For example, a lot of people think that small towns mm-hmm. are charming. Restaurants can be charming, and that means maybe there's nice decorations inside, and you really enjoy the experience of eating there. It's a nice restaurant to be in. Let's look at another example sentence here. It's, look at the picture Ricky painted of the lake. Isn't it charming?
I think so. Mm-hmm. It's very charming. So we saw here the phrase, a number of, and it means several.
Okay, well, we're going to continue on with another phrase that we saw in that sentence, which is pop up. Now, this phrase is today's shortcut for you, so let's take a quick break to learn more about it now.
Shortcut for you.
Do you know what this new building is going to be?
Probably another coffee shop.
How do you know?
I'm not sure about it, but coffee shops have been popping up everywhere in this area.
Wait, it's going to sell popcorn? I love popcorn.
I'm not talking about popping popcorn. If something pops up, that means it appears suddenly.
So if something pops up, that means 突然出现.
Exactly. So what do you want to do now?
Let's go see a movie.
Okay, but the nearest movie theater is in another part of town.
Actually, there's a new theater just popped up nearby. Let's go check it out.
Okay, so pop up just means to appear very quickly or suddenly. That's simple enough.
Yeah, I mm-hmm. used to remember there was a TV show called mm-hmm. Pop Up Video.
Oh,
do you remember that?
I do remember.
So it's really fun. It was mm-hmm. basically a lot of music videos were playing, mm-hmm. and sometimes little information would pop up on the screen that right. tells you about the music video or how they made it.
Right, and maybe they'll tell you an interesting fact mm-hmm. about the singer
yeah.
or stuff like that. That was a cool show.
I really like that mm-hmm. as well.
We also see a lot of pop-up stores
yeah.
and pop-up restaurants now. And that means a store will open for maybe just 1 month. Mm-hmm. And you can go in the store and only go in there for 1 month, and after that, it closes down.
Right.
Right.
So that's actually really popular these mm-hmm. days. So keep your eye out if you see any pop-up stores. I think it'd be really cool to see.
Right.
All right, so let's continue looking at our article. So we see that sometimes we see this yarn on trunks of the trees. Mm-hmm. Now, we talked about branches.
That's
we can
right.
learn about what trunks are. Now, trunk is spelled T-R-U-N-K. Trunk, and it's the main stem of the tree. It's mm-hmm. the root of the tree. So this is the part where the tree grows out of, and mm-hmm. it's always the thickest part. And after the trunk, you kind of see all the other branches grow out.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, we could say someone cut down the tree and all that was left was the tree trunk.
Right. It's harder to get that out of the ground, mm-hmm. I think. Okay, well, the article continues by telling us a little bit more where yarn bombing started. It says, it is believed Magda Sayegh from Houston, Texas, U.S., first started yarn bombing in 2005 with a simple idea. We used a special grammar pattern in that sentence. We said, it is believed. The grammar pattern is like this. It is said, or it is believed, or it is reported that, subject plus verb. We do this to show that we are starting something that we have heard before and are telling to another person. Here's another example. It is said that a giant monster lives in this lake. We can use it in another way too. We can start with the subject plus be said to verb. For example, a giant monster, that's our subject, is said to live, that's our verb, in this lake. A giant monster is said to live in this lake.
Right, so it is believed that someone in the States mm-hmm. started this idea, and we can read more about it. It says she created a knitted artwork for the door handle of her shop.
Okay,
so she owned a shop there, mm-hmm. and what she did was she first knitted a door handle. Now, a handle is our vocabulary word, and it's spelled H-A-N-D-L-E. Handle, and it is the part of something that you use your hands mm-hmm. to control or hold.
Right.
So basically, a door handle is the part of the door where you can open and close it. So you have to turn the door like this, mm-hmm. left or to the right, to open the door.
Right.
Or sometimes shovels mm-hmm. have a handle because you need to kind of dig into the ground. Mm-hmm. So he held the shovel by its hand. Mm-hmm. So we can use it in a sentence like this. You need to turn the handle to the right to open the door.
Okay. Well, so she put this knitted artwork on the door handle, right? And so usually door handles are mm-hmm. metal, but now this one has this colorful yarn on it. It makes it soft. Mm-hmm. But there's another way that it made people feel. The article says people loved how personal it made the common object feel. Now, that sentence said that people loved how personal the handle felt. We can say that Magda gave the handle a personal touch. A personal touch is something you do to make something ordinary or normal a little bit more special.
Mm.
It makes you feel like this thing is a little bit more exciting than just a normal thing. Here's another example. I added a special ingredient to the soup to give it a personal touch.
Mm.
Maybe the soup isn't supposed to have this, but it makes it taste even better.
Yeah, and then mm-hmm. we know, yep, that's Erin's soup.
That's right.
That's how she makes it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's continue reading. The article says, Magda felt encouraged and started making yarn designs for objects around her city.
Oh.
So because people had a really good reaction to this mm-hmm. door handle, she decided to think, you know, maybe I can do this all around the city. I can add her personal touch to it.
Right. And that gives a just nice, mm-hmm. cozy feeling about a city, right? It goes on, it says, from there, the practice began to include other knitters and grew bigger and bigger. Now, someone who knits is obviously called a knitter.
Mm-hmm.
We add that ER there.
All right, so mm-hmm. we can see more people liked the idea,
mm-hmm.
and they actually took the idea and started doing other things as
right.
well. We could see in the article, it says, today, it's an international movement with groups knitting their own creative pieces to brighten up their environments.
Ooh.
Wow, so that's really cool. It's
mm-hmm.
now international. And international is our vocabulary word. It's spelled international. International.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an adjective and it means it involves two or more countries or it happens between two or more countries. So, for example, sometimes you might take an international flight
mm-hmm.
and that just means you're flying to another country or flying to another continent. So going from Taiwan to the United States is an international flight.
Mm-hmm.
If we have international laws, it means that the laws, people must follow them
mm-hmm.
in two or more countries or
right.
people must follow them all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
We can also use it in a sentence like this. Our school had an international food fair, so I tried foods from other countries.
Oh, I bet that was delicious.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's all the time we've got to talk about yarn bombing today, but we're going to continue on in the article in the next day.
Mm-hmm.
For now, though, we're going to close off with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Alright, so let's take a look at our For You Chat for today. It
mm-hmm.
says, what normal objects would you like to see covered in yarn bombing? Why?
Okay, well, I'm not sure that I like the yarn bombing on mm-hmm. the trees. I really like just looking at trees.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would be interesting to see someone yarn bomb their whole house.
Oh, wow.
I think, I don't know, paint can be a little bit boring sometimes.
Yeah.
Why not just color it up and make your house look really interesting.
Yeah, I think that's actually a really good idea. Like, mm-hmm. for example, a chair mm-hmm. or a table. Imagine how comfy your house would feel. Like, you would want to just lie on everything.
It might feel a little bit like a grandma's house.
Oh, maybe, a little bit.
Yeah, but it would make you feel cozy. It would make you feel kind of comfortable and like, mm-hmm. oh, you know, if you're, all of your kitchen tables and chairs were covered in yarn and people came into your house, they might think that it was just very comfortable, very mm-hmm. colorful as well. I'm not sure how many people would like it, though. I don't know. What about you guys? Do you mm-hmm. think you guys would like this? I'm sure that maybe sometime in Taipei or Taiwan, yarn bombing will start popping up pretty soon. I know
there's
lots of DIY shops in Taiwan. So maybe you'll start seeing it soon. Maybe you'll learn to knit yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what objects would you like to see covered in yarn bombing? Talk about it with your friends, with your classmates. But for today, that's all we've got time for. For English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The crazy, colorful world of yarn bombing. It might seem like an ordinary day, but there's something extra special about the trees lining the sidewalk you're on. Their branches are covered in brightly colored yarn. This sweet display you've come across is an example of yarn bombing, a type of street art. Instead of paint or chalk, however, this street art uses knitted or crocheted yarn or fiber. These charming works appear in a number of places, popping up on tree trunks, park benches, and even buses. It is believed Magda Sayeg from Houston, Texas, U.S., first started yarn bombing in 2005 with a simple idea. She created a knitted artwork for the door handle of her shop. People loved how personal it made the common object feel. Magda felt encouraged and started making yarn designs for objects around her city. From there, the practice began to include other knitters and grew bigger and bigger. Today, it's an international movement, with groups knitting their own creative pieces to brighten up their environments.
Vocabulary Review.
Branch. The kitten is stuck on one of the tree's highest branches. Knit. The grandma knitted a special blanket for her new grandchild. Charming. This small coffee shop is so charming. It's the perfect place to spend an afternoon. Trunk. Some squirrels live in a hole in this tree trunk. Handle. Peter took hold of the door handle and pulled, but the locked door wouldn't open. International. This newspaper covers international news stories, not just local ones.